ויען סימן ריש מם דלת סיף בייס ליבסל העוונים ולסכן הקרס אפילו בבייסי של איני יהודי עושר כיוון דלצרך מחובכו. Now in סיף אלף we had learned there's a difference between Mechuber and Tolush. By Tolush, the halacha is Poisik Adam in any Yehudi ala Malacha. He can make an agreement with a goy. The goy has to do a certain work for him. The goy does it when he feels like doing it in the goy's reshus. Even though the guy is doing this in Shabbos, but since mitzad, the agreement between the yid and the guy doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. The guy is doing it adaita de nafshei, and it is not meleches mechuber, it is not mefusim, it is not known that this meleche is being done for a yid, so it is mutter. Meleches mechuber, but if something is being done on a property that we know that this property belongs to a yid, and a goy is a kablon, he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos, but he's doing it for his own convenience. Afal pikein, since we know that this is a property of a yid, it is mefusim, we will be choshed that he's a schir yoim, he's not a kablan, he was hired to work for the yid today, and therefore this is also. So in Sif Aleph we learned there's a difference between meleches mechuber and meleches tolush. In Sif Beis the mechaber adds on one more halacha. What if the goy is doing meloche betolush? That means there are stones that he is working on, tolushtike stones, or boards, and the goy is working on these stones, on these boards, he's smoothing the boards, cutting the boards, and he's doing this in his reshus. So theoretically, this is meleches tolush, and he's doing it on Shabbos for his own convenience. In this case, since the purpose of these boards and these stones are for a meleches mechuba, for a house of a yid, eventually we are going to use these boards for the yid's house, we can use the stones for the yid's house. So Chazal said that these boards and these stones have a din of meleches mechuber, and even though he's doing it adaita de nafshe, he's doing it for his own convenience, but this is a din of meleches mechuber, and it is also. Again, let us see the lashon of the mechaber. Livsoil havonim, to work on the stones, to chop the stones, to smooth out the stones, ulasakin akeres, and to fix the boards. Afilu bebeisai shalaina yehudi. All this work is being done in the house of the goy. But since the purpose of this work is eventually to be used in meleches mechuber, it's also kiven de letzorech mechuber. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Lipsa
lavanim.
What? We'll see soon. Lipsa lavanim. Vedavke kshaavonim vekoyreis heim shel Yisrael. That the stones and the boards are heim shel Yisrael. They belong to, that means the material belongs to the yid. Unesanam launa launen ein Yehudi. These boards were delivered to the koi. Lesatzam ulesaknam, to fix them, to smooth them. Then the Mechaber says it is also. Avol im ha'eni Yehudi misateis avonim sheloi. But what is if the goy is smoothing out his own stones? The materials belong to the goy. O misakin kaire sheloi. That means he's a kablin, he has to smooth out the Mishnah Berurah. It is the goy's stones, it is the goy's boards. That means that is part of his job. He supplies the materials. He works on the materials. But in this case, Vahabreira oid biyat ha'eni Yehudi lesateis avonim acheirois o laharsek elu la'atzmai. In this case, the goy has the right that, let's say, he's cutting boards. These are his own boards. If he'll get a call and they'll tell him, "Someone, listen, I need these boards for something else." So, so even though when he was working on these boards, he had an intent that these boards will be for the Yid's house, but it is not muchach that it has to be that way. The guy can change his mind, and he can decide he'll use these boards for himself and he'll make different boards. The case of the Shulchan Aruch is the materials were given by the Yid. These are the Yid's boards. So now we know clearly that these boards are going to be used for the Yid's house. They can't be differently because the Yid bought the materials and the guy is working on the materials of the Yid. And this is oimid to be used for a mechubah, for a Yid's house. So, but in the second case, if the materials belong to the goy, even though he's doing it for the Yid, if it's not in the house of the Yid, he's doing it on his property, the goy's property. Av shehu mefusim. Everyone knows that this guy, he's a kablin, and he is and he's doing this work letzayrich a mechubah of a yid mutar. This is not considered meleches Yisrael. Because it's, even though he's doing it for a Yid, but eventually it could come out, it'll never be for a Yid. So this Chazal never asked. Ken Kosov Hadogel Mevovo, the Dogel Mevovo says it's not Yehuda, Ukvar Kidmai B'Shuvis HaRadbaz B'Chelik Shishi Simenun Vov. It says this already in the Radbaz. Ach Shemesayim Shom. That heter that we said, if the boards, the materials belong to the goy, even though he's doing it for the yid, this is permissible. The imhoyo ha'ena Yehudi misateis oisam b'shabes samuch lebinyim. That means it's his materials. And theoretically, he can decide to use them for something else. But if this work is being done close to the binyan of the Yid, if this work is being done on his own materials for the Yid's house, but when one passes by, one puts two and two together. There's a building over here, and you have a guy 300 feet away that's sawing wood. We see for the building, even though halachically this wood is his and he can change his mind. Halachically, Samzai would have been Mutter. He's a Kablim. But it looks that he's doing this for the Yid Shloyimru Schirehu. The Litzayrech Mechubahu. It's also because even though it's Meleches Tolish, but it's Litzayrech Mechubah, Telishokam Bebinyan, because the purpose of this Melech is it should be put into the Binyan. So Chazal gave it a din of a mechubah. So the yid has to tell the guy, and he has to be moiche. If it's the yid's materials, he has to tell the guy, I don't want you to do this. Teichat Chum means that it's in the Chum where Yidden will be aware of this. It means it's not in Hotzenklotz. It'll be in Hotzenklotz that no Yid knows about it. The guy who lives in Hotzenklotz, so then it's Mutter. But it's Besoichat Chum of a Yiddish Adira, and a Yid could walk by in Shabbos and see him working, so this is also. That's a din Besoichat Chum. Afil Oise Rochik Mea Binyin. Now, so this is the first din. Vim also kain. Now the Mechaber says further. Again, we have to remember we are speaking about a chumra of maris ayin. Meikar adin, he's not doing it. He's doing it for his own convenience. Adaita denavshe kovid af al pi kain. But it looks like he was hired by the Yid to do this on Shabbos. So Bim also came, Loi Yisha came Bebinyin. So this should not, these materials cannot be used. It should not be put into the Binyin. Bim also came, Ayin Lekame Mashe Kosavnu Bezeh. Fine. Okay, we'll see later. Lahaloche, we are Mekel. And we'll see later why. Hago. Viyesh Oimrem. Now the Ramah speaks about that what was mentioned before. Dim einoi mefusim shehu shel Yisrael. It's not mefusim. That means this is true. This is the materials of the Yid. He gave it to the guy, and the guy is working on the in Shabbos for the bayis. But it's not mefusim shehu shel Yisrael. Not it's not mefusim. Some people could be know about it, but it's not mefusim. Shehu shel Yisrael, shori, it's mutter. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yeshayimrim dim einoi, ayeshayimrim koi akulu. The yeshayimrim are going on the whole all these halachos. I know af b'mechuber gomel. An emesim mechuba loy osru bekablonus elo bestome de mestome shame hayisrael nikra olav. Normally, a dover mechuba, people know this is Yankel's house, so it's also avol biyadu alonu. But if we know she'enoi mefusam habinyan al shem, it's not mefusam. Could be others do know. I mean, we had the we had before the Oirich might know. But this day holds that if it's not mefusim habinyan shal shem Yisrael lo yoslo bekeboilus v'ho detzien haremo hayesh oimrim al sitos avonim. If we say that these yesh oimrim al choylik an mechuba mamish, so this should have been said in Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph we spoke about mechuban. There we were machma if it's in a nagoyish mokim, but an oirich might know, the bnei bayis might know. In by livsa lavonim, he brings down if it's not mefusim it's mutter. So why if the yesh oimrim hold that I feel by mechuba gomer, so this yesh oimrim should have been written on the first sif. That means it's not too motzui that no one should know that this house belongs to the yid. It means a binyan. It's more or less it's called mefusim. By the materials, it's very, very possible it's not mefusim. So Mamela, therefore, he wrote it by the materials. Shari, Hainu, Shainitzorich Limchais, Bein Yehudi, Im Yasim, Elachte, B'Shabbos. He's doing it on Shabbos. It's not Mefusim, that it's my materials. So let him do it, Kizuntait. Ubilvad, Shalayim, Eloy, Shayasa, B'Shabbos. We don't have to tell the guy to do it on Shabbos. The guy is doing it. He's Adaita, the Navshe. He's a carpenter. He's cutting boards. People will do not know that these boards God belong to the yid. So it's mutter, but don't tell him to do it on Shabbos. The guy is doing it in his house. Or mashme bekambo achoinim. This is a yesh oimrim. The sphere alone ledina ka yesh oimrim hazeh leinyan sitos avonim. We make it. That means if it's not mefusim, even though it's the materials of the yid, but people don't know about it, so if it's not mefusim, it is mutter. Ve'efshe, the gam ha-mechaba moide le'ibuze. Ach le'inyin mechuber gufe, but by mechuber, afilu mabinyin oimeid b'mokim she'ene yadua shehu shaloi. And that's what Sif Aleph was talking about. The house was built in a goyish neighborhood. Gam kein ein lohokel diyesh lochush l'shcheinav v'bnei v'esoy. We have to be chayish. The shcheinim might know. The b'nei bayis will know sheinu sheshloi v'yach shedu. Chmei sheksav nilel b'sif kotn vov. So l'maisa l'aloche d'var l'hipaskins l'haloche. If a goy is working on materials that the yid gave him, and the purpose of these materials is to be put into a mechubah de kebinyin, it matters. If it's mefusim, it's osa. If it's not mefusim, it's muta. But by a mechubah gufa, we don't paskin like this day, yeah? And by mechubah gufa, we paskin, even though it's not mefusim, we chayish for shcheinim and dos a mechubah gufa, and it is also. Chas v'sholem. No. That is not the case. Chas v'sholem. He says no. You shouldn't do that. If the guy does it himself, I don't know. Gimel im bonu. Now we're going to see moire dike chumres. Im bonu einom Yehudim liYisrael bayis b'Shabbes b'Issa. If a house was built b'Issa, what does it mean? A house was built b'Issa b'Kablonus. That meikar adin it's muta. The goyim went and built it on Shabbos for their own convenience. And we mentioned last week, this whole din in Sif Aleph that is also al tmaris ayin is a shitas hori in sechtos of the zore. That's chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam holds its mutter. The shitas of Rabbeinu Tam is if a goy builds a house bekablonus, he's doing it for his own convenience. It is mutter. The Rabbeinu Tam held the aloche to build a house bekablonus in Shabbos is mutter. Just like an oris is permitted to work on a field, just like an oris is permitted to work on the field in Shabbos because he's doing it for his own convenience. He wants to make more profit. That's why he's working on Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Tam held a kablon is mutter. A kablon is mutter to build a house for Yid in Shabbos. I didn't tell him to do it. He's doing it for his own convenience. we did not paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. The whole Sif Aleph is not like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri is Choylik, and the Ri says we have to be Chayish from Arasayin. People will think he's a Schir Yoim, and that was Sif Aleph. So now, the Mechaber is going according to Sif Aleph, according to the Ri. We'll see, La Locha, we have different Cheshbonis. In Bonu, Einem Yudel Yisrael, Bayis, B'Shabes, B'Issa, Nochain, Lahach, it is preferable shalai yikonsu boy, no yid should enter this house, period. It was done meikar adin, it was done beheta tziza kablan adai tebenav she, but it's also al tzmaris ayin. With Chazal went all the way and they said you should not, no one should enter this house. A filat zveita yich should not enter this house. A guy could enter, God goes in, but about Eden. Hainu shahoya bikib, we'll see in a minute to sell it to a guy. Hainu shahoya bikibailis, it was bikablonis, ubesoichatchum. So that means the guy built a house bekablonis ubesoichatchum. That means that people know this was a Yiddish house that was built in Shabbos. Duhu also rak mishumarisayin. The whole Yisrael is only also als marisayin. The beemes adaitei denamshe ovid uchinal. Af al pikein, the mechaber paskins that we asked he should build the house, and if it was built in Shabbos, no one should enter this house. Period. Now, we're going to come back to this then. But now the Mishabur is going to go a step further. But this then is Nochain Lahachmer. If a person doesn't want to be Machmer, he's not, he can still give him Shishia, no Shishia, but upon him, can Zicha give him an Aliyah. It's Nochain Lahachmer. It's preferable you should not use the house. Right. This is a $1 million house. Good. So it's Nochain Lahachmer, but he's not a Shagetz. It's Nochain Lahachmer. Avol im hoyu schire yoim. But what if the house was Taka built Be'isa, Mamish Be'isa? That means these Goyim were hired, they're not Kablonim. They were hired by the Yid to work for him, and they're working for him. The Medina also, Yesh boze Isa mitzad hadin b'diyevet. This is V'loi nochain b'lvad. Kein kosov amogen avrom chimucha kam kein da sabach linyan schir yoim b'chein kosov achayodom de beschir yoim oso midine b'inyan ze shu milse de fahesye. This is tartil reis, a goy did it for him, which was also midine, and it's fahesye, that means his house was built in Shabbos. And so this house was built before Hesi Aidei Chilul Shabbos the Rabbonon. So Chilul Shabbos the Rabbon, Goyim are building it. Afal Pikeim is Loi Loilom Medina. He is not allowed to use this house. Ula Cheirim Bechdei Sheyasu. Other people who meikar, now we're not talking about nochins, we're talking about meikar adin. So we have to, if this house was built in 5 months, so we have to, 7 days a week, so we have to make a cheshbin, we have to take from the 5 months all the shabbosim that it was built, and before you enter the house you have to wait this amount, b'chdei sheyasu. That means we have let's say 25 Shabbosim was built by Issa, so he has to wait 25 days, someone else, Meikar Adin, before they use it. B'chdei Sheyasu.
25 days exclusive of those.
Because of those Shabbosim.
But in 25 days you have 3 more Shabbosim, so you don't count those 3 Shabbosim as 25 weekdays.
I lost you.
In the 25 days that he has to wait.
In the 20, yeah, yeah, no.
3 more Shabbosim in those 25 days.
Uh-huh.
So
I think it's some it's excluding you. You can't add on the Shabbosim. I think you need 25 weekdays. 25 weekdays, yeah.
The original person was built for Mishiyon. Is he allowed to profit off it?
That we're going to see weiter in Mishnah Berurah. Now, in order we should understand, he's going to bring down 2 days. So let us just see for 1 minute Shin Chav Hei Sif Yudalid, and then we'll understand what the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about. Shin Chav Hei Sif Yudalid is Nebuch, an interesting case. Also, any Yehudi b'Shabbos orein a kever la'atzmoi. If a goy dug a kever for himself, or he made an orein for himself in Shabbos, mutar li Yisrael likavo. He did it in Shabbos. Why is he doing it? He's doing it. His ankle is very sick. He's digging a cave for himself in Shabbos. Later, something else happened. So, he allowed to use this cave for a yid. Vim asoy bishvil Yisrael. But what? He dug this cave. He saw there's a yid and he's very ill, and he realized the yid is going to die. Now, he's the official grave digger, and if he's going to Sunday, he wants to go to a ball game. So he knows he's going to die already pretty soon. So he went without a request. B'masoi b'shvil Yisrael. He dug a grave for a yid in Shabbos. Lo yikover boy eilamis. You can't use this grave, period. So we see, so this be'etzim is similar to a schir yoin. That means he dug it for him, even though he didn't tell him, but he dug it for him, which is equivalent to a schir yoin. And it was done in Shabbos, also lo yilamis. V'davke sha'kever b'fahesye v'orein al-gabov sha'hakro yoidim sh'nasa l'pleini Yisrael. So this is a dovor b'fahesye sh'nasa b'Yisrael. This is also to be used forever. This is what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Avolim hu b'tzina muta l'kava boi l'erev mechdei she'yasu. The people knew it was the Oren and the Kever. Well, that's called Befaresia. It was somehow
public.
It was public, yeah. They knew about Bafilu. Kshehu Befaresia, Eine Osa Loise Yisrael Shenasa Bishviloi, Aval Yisrael Acher Mutter, Vuhushe Yamtin Bechtei Sheyasu. Now, let us just see the Mishnah Berurah on this halacha, so then we'll understand our Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah sivkot ayin gimul oilomis va'af al gav the bechol melochish shenase bishvil Yisrael eini osa rak bechdei sheyase. A goy will do a melocha for a yid in Shabbos. So it's Osir in Shabbos. The guy did a malach in Shabbos. It took him an hour, so you have to wait an hour mitzoy Shabbos, and then the yid can use it. They only asked bechdei sheyase. Hochedu milsed the farhesye, but this was a chilul Shabbos befarhesye ukdelakamei. Ichmir by chachamim tvei vuhu adin bechol mili defarhesye shenase b'shvil Yisrael osa loy elomis. This is Mogen Avrom b'shem Harambam. Something that's done befarhesye for Yidden is osa elomis. Avol midivrei, that's pshat in the Mechaber. Avol midivrei hataz b'shem Haran. Mashme, there's no such thing. Agavucha, just to make this a little interesting, he brings down the side of Tshuva for Rab Moshe. If you have a publishing company that publishes Sidurim in Shabbos, so there you have something that's done I feel it's, they have goyim. Let's say it's printed by goyim, but this is done for yidden. I mean, this is sidurim and thus some amela. This is similar to that thing that we're speaking about. You have a malach is being done before Hashi and Shabbos l'tzorich Yisrael. Avo midivrei hataz, and it's also lomis. Avo midivrei hataz b'shem haran mashme. The dafka hochich miro chachomim lesser elomis mishum shegnayhu li Yisrael shekover bekever mefusam shnischalil boi Shabbos b'shviloi. It's only a din in a kever. Only in a kever, such a kever to be buried, that's a gnai for a yid that he should be buried in a kever that will mechalo Shabbos. Avo b'shal melochis. Bechol gavni einei osa rak bechtei sheyasu, and he brings this many the chadiv reiram b'tzosiyoid bekamo rishonim v'kein ein lahachmer be'is hatoyach. Bekitzer, we have here a machloikis apoiskim. If a malacha was done b'farheshe for a yid, is it osa oilomis, yes or no? So we have here, so the Mishabur brings down a machloikis, the Magnavrom and the Taz. Magnavrom says any malacha that was done for a yid befarheshe is also lomis for the one that it was done for, and the Taz says no, this is only a din in a kever, not by any other thing. Now just let's just see now our Mishnah Berurah. So now let us say he's speaking about a case, a schir yoim, not a kablan, built a house in Shabbos. Also, medinians beinian zeshu milsefereshi loy loylom. Lachayim bechdei sheyasu uchamoy lekamon besimin shinchaf esif yudal ayin shom. V'yesh mekilim, and the mekilim. Look over there. The other mekilim. That simon is only speaking about the kever. It's not a klal by every melacha that was done before Hashem. The av b'chahai gavne ain't the osa medina kim b'chdei sheyasu. By in lekama b'simin shin chafes if you dalit shom b'mishne bure. Yes.
Why is the publishing house that publishes the Siddur on Shabbos, why is that considered?
For Yid.
For Hesya.
For Hesya? You pass by, the lights around, there's a...
It looks like passing by, but
that's called Fahesia, you know. It's booming. The presses are... It's Fahesia. We're not speaking, it's Mamish Fahesia.
That's only when the Yid is passing by, right?
That's enough. That's you don't need more than that.
But if
it wasn't Hudson Clots, maybe it's not Fahesia, but this is Fahesia. You didn't know about it.
Even though you have a publishing house that has 100 workers in it, if there's no Yid in the area, that's not considered Fahesia.
Area means right. If it's in Hudson Clots, in Alaska, it could be. But here we're talking, it's Fahesia. I mean, you pass by, it's that's called Fahesia. Noch ein Lahachmir. Now, so now the Mishnah Berurah said, Noch ein Lahachmir. Vachroinim Kosvo. So we have here a Machaber, the Nesiv Kotenchov in Mishnah Berurah. We have here a Machaber that paskind like the Ri. It was done bekablonis, and the whole Isa was Marisayim. And that the Mechaber said, Nochin Lahachmer. Fine. That what? Shaloi Yikon Suboi. So according to the Mechaber, no one is allowed to go use this house. Vachroinim Kosvu. We don't paskin like the Mechaber. The b'di eved yesh lismoich bekablonus al das rabbein dotam. Afazoi vait. Good, lechatchilu, we say you're not allowed to, you're not allowed. But b'di eved ta'asa the house. If you have the shitas rabbein dotam who holds that it's mutter, the whole thing is mutter, you're allowed to build the house bekablonus. He's not chayesh bechlau for marasayim. So, mutter lo debor afilu la'atzmoi. I feel himself is, there's no Issa. The Rabbi Natam paskin la loche, if it would be bezman the Balei Toisvus, and Toisvus brings down the Rabbi Natam paskin la loche, you're allowed to build a house be kablonis and Shabbos. If the guy is doing it before his own convenience, you're allowed to do it. This was Shitas Rabbi Natam. Just like an oris is allowed to work on your field because Adaita de Narsha is doing it because for his convenience, wants to make more profit, this guy that's doing it on Shabbos, because he wants Sunday to go to the ball games, he's doing it on Shabbos. He's doing it not for you, he's doing it for himself. The Rabbi Natam held Allah its mutter. So the Rabbi Natam held Allah its mutter, good, and Shulchan Aruch, we pass him like Tari. So good, we say he shouldn't do it, fine. But b'dievet, to ask the house, we're talking about a $500,000 house,
Nachin Lachmer
means one should do this. It's preferable one should not enter the house. I mean, an elachiyid, you're not a shegitz, but you're not a nachin. Nachin Lachmer. And the choynim paskin the beyevid yeshlismech bekablonus adas rabbeinu tam umuta loder boy afilu laatzmoy. He's allowed to live there. V'chein besitur savonim besikin akayresim hoy bekabonim sheshlohata b'diyevel l'shokam b'binyim. That's because we say mechand rabbeinu tam. Shleikonsu boi la'oilom v'afilu acherim. That afilu someone else also shouldn't go in. No one should go in. That's the nochin la'achmer. Avol mikol mokim Mutter lehonais mimenu, but it's mutter to have an offer from it. They only aser dire ulemachra leini yehudi. He can sell it to a goy. Well, yeah, not a yid, because a yid is nachin lachme. You shouldn't go into the house. We can find the. So you should abort. They didn't aser it bano. They didn't aser it bano. Fine. Hago zokteremo miu. Im hisna Yisrael, im eine Yehudi, shleilasi shloim meloche b'Shabbos. When he went, drama, he went to build the house, the guy is a kablin, he told the guy, listen, I don't want you to work on Shabbos. He does, that's clone the contract, I don't want it, finished. Ve'ene Yehudi aso bal kolchoy lemay lahashl melachem. You don't want it? That's your chesed, but I want. I have chesed different rabbinis. Ein lochish, so finished. So listen, I made up with him. So the Gemara holds over here that this is sufficient. I made up with him. He shouldn't work. He works. What should I do? Now we have here, this is the Dasa Ramo and the Choyne Machoy Lekan the Ramo. Baal Kolchoy, Rotzoloyma, Sha'ovar Altenoy, Shishnimoy Mikoydem. They made an agreement, they signed in the contract, you should not work on Shabbos. And the guy broke the contract. Okay, Ein Leilochosh Lezeh. That Hainu, according to the Ramo, Shezachavalimchis Loy Oid, Be'esha Oise Hamaloch. I don't have to tell him anything. We made up, he's working. I told him not to work, and we made up he shouldn't work. He's working. The whole thing is only Amar Esayin, and finished. I did my Hishtadlis. That is, Kemuchach b'moltchai b'ben Yeruchim, fine. V'chemuch b'birago. V'ayin b'mogin Avrom shemefak b'boid b'dinze. The Mogin Avrom is the kivin shehu mechub. He said, doesn't understand the lumbus. He says, he made up. He's a tzaddik. But people who go by don't know what it said in the contract, what it says they made up. So just like as the ikedin kablonis, we're chayish from Aris Ayin, someone will pass by and he sees him working on the house and he thinks he's a schir yoyim. So he made up. The kivin shemachuba milsa davesh ikir hishoda darayim shlayedu shehisne. So they think the Ramo, v'chein b'loy rabin iskash alika adin shalamot. Malkein, ain lo hakul b'zeh. We shouldn't be mekel. Ella, yerelim chesloy elamonim ipelos. No, he's not finished. He can't say side in the contract. He passes by. He goes over to the guy. I told you not, and he has to be meichem. The kosev eloy rabbi to mekol bakim nire. So what is his chiyev to be meichem? You pass by, you go over to the guy, you scream at him, I told you not, I don't want you to work. The guy lacked the month, finished. He did his, that's the most he started his mechuyev to do. You know, screaming doesn't mean too much by the guy. He'll tell the guy, you know, I'll give you $1,000 today, you shouldn't work. The guy will understand the chaymaris or everything. Now money speaks and he'll go away. So he says he's not mechuyev to give him money. Kivin shebekach isne metchila v'nirzu lekach. Oh, I should pay you money also. Ad kan devorav. So memele, that's it. So the magnavom is chaylek on the remo that he has to be moiche. But that's it. There was an agreement. Bishas, they signed the contract, and lemaisen, he was meiche. More than that, doesn't have to do. Umash me milishayne. The im loy hisne mitchile, ein dai b'machosoy b'vad. But what if he didn't make it tonight? They didn't speak out clear that he shouldn't work on Shabbos. They didn't speak out anything. Now the guy comes on Shabbos and he passed by the guy, don't work, I don't want you to work. And the guy tells him, listen, did you tell me this before? He didn't tell me this before. So memele, I'm on the work, I don't care what you're telling me. So then the aloch is al tzorech lefazem im ha'oisov kidei sheyivseku v'nire shetaymei deposhe davle latzitzit metchile v'tzorech iin ledine. But there it seems if there was no agreement before, macho is not enough and he needs a shtadlus of pizza moment. So he brings down over here, the kafachayim brings down a maise that there was an osher that was building a house. And he was, and there wasn't hisna mitchile, and the usher passed by the guy, and he told the guy, I don't want you to work, and I'll pay you money, and you shouldn't work. And he paid him money, fine, he didn't work. Fine. It cost him much more, but he paid him, he shouldn't work on Shabbos. So what happened? So later, after the house, it's kosher, it didn't work, I mean, Baruch Hashem. Many years later, there was a fire in the city, and the fire, all the houses in the city burnt till it came to his house. By his house, it stopped. The Rebbeinu Shlom was holding cheshbon. So if that's the schar on this world for making sure that there shouldn't be any marisayim and chilul Shabbos, about the gibbous of Yenneveld. What?